Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls.
But y'all know that though.
This is episode 11. Welcome to season 21. Thank you for all the listeners that still listen since 2018. I appreciate you. Don't be afraid to let me know who you are because I've been doing this for a while. All right. So today's episode is about digital currency and the fact that I believe it should be a subject by now in all schools, whether it's private, public, magnet, charter, all schools should be teaching a subject just on digital currency because that is where our kids are headed. Paper money and coins are on their way out. Money will become more digitalized. And if we aren't teaching kids now what to expect, that's another generation behind financially. And I don't want that for my kids. And I know you don't want that for your kids. So it's simply electronic money and how electronic money works. And we need to be educating them on that. We have Cash App, Zelle, Apple Pay, PayPal. Most cards we can tap on screens at stores. We can wave it across and pay. Most people are paying with their Google Watch or their Apple Watch. We should be explaining to our children how it works, how credit cards work. And that's the episode today. Welcome to Cozy Womb. Do your begging, asking for stuff all the time, kids know where the money comes from or how it's made? If not, they should. That should be a conversation already, okay? I talk to mines about money all the time. They like to clown me about being a brokey. In reality, if I paid all my bills and all my bills are paid on time and I can feed you guys and I can get you guys what you need, I am not broke. I am prioritizing and I am adulting. Okay. Do I wish I had more money after I paid all the things that I need to pay? Yes. But the reality is I don't right now, but I will. You know, you got to speak it into it, the future. Okay. Your kids need to understand that you work or you have passive income that creates money. That money gets deposited into an account. Or you receive a check. Hopefully it gets deposited into account because who's waiting for a check these days? It gets deposited into a check, into an account either Thursday. If you have a credit union, probably like a Navy credit, Federal Navy credit union. Or it gets deposited Friday morning, right? And when it's deposited, anything that you have on an automatic payment gets drafted. And you have to watch your pending transactions, okay? You just can't spend all that money however you like.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You have to be aware of what money is going to come out and when. You also have to pay attention to how often are you getting paid? Are you getting paid every week? Are you getting paid bi-weekly? And explain that to them. Because living off of income that you know you're going to get on a Friday every Friday is different from living off of an income that you know you're only going to get once a month or two times a month. And you have to make sure what you're spending money on can take you into the next payday. Is the money available on debit, or is it going to be available in your PayPal? Is it going to be available in different accounts, different banks? How much can you spend? Are you on a budget? You got to talk to your kids about that, because that's the reality. Then after payments come out, especially if you're spending on a Friday and that Monday is coming up, anything that you spent that didn't exactly get debited out of that account will be pulled Monday or Monday night, or sometimes even Tuesday morning. So a lot of times what used to trip me up in high school and college in my early 20s is I was not paying attention to what was pending and hasn't posted yet. And I was just spending and swiping that card. Okay. And that's where the overdraft fees come in. And if you have $30 on top of anything you already spent, you can really rack up a bill with that bank. And sometimes if you have enough overdraft fees, banks will close your account and tell you, you can no longer bank with us anymore. We don't want your problems. And that's the reality. And the earlier your child realizes that they just can't swipe a card whenever they want, and there's boundaries and there's a budget, the better they'll be when they are making their own money and they have their own jobs. Okay? So please teach them financially what they need to be doing, and teach them about how to manage digital money. Okay? Let them know how it works, because it's very important. Your kids have to know that money is not infinite, okay? Even for Jeff Bezos, money is not infinite, okay? We have billionaires in this world, and they even know money is not infinite. Billionaires do not spend all of their money on wants. Billionaires spend like 10% of their actual money, and different percentages of their money is in things making money constantly. And that's the mindset we have to help our kids think. Okay, you can spend money, but what are you going to do to prepare for the days where you don't have money or emergencies? There are great financial apps out there that our kids can use, like Acorns, which gives kids a bank card. Bankaroo, which helps kids see how to save and budget. GoHenry, which is like a prepaid Visa card. Revolt, which is like child banking. iAllowance, which tracks allowance and chores. InvestMate, which is a great tool to help your child learn about stocks and trading a bit earlier. Now, the difference when it comes to traditional money versus cryptocurrency, traditional money is like a bank having a giant book of all their clients, people who have accounts with them, and everyone's money, what they're bringing in, and everybody's transactions of what they're taking out. And they have it in this one book for reference, right? Cryptocurrency is like a special digital notebook called a blockchain that exists on many different computers. And the way that it's accessed is it provides a copy digitally of all your transactions. You can see your transactions, and whoever is managing that blockchain can see your transactions. So it's not one area of seeing those transactions. One is government controlled and one is not government controlled. Now, this idea and this mindset of there not being any more physical coins means our children need to learn this a lot faster than we're teaching them. Learning what a digital wallet is important. I feel like that's a basic. Explaining to them the value of money and how it changes when it's digital. Teaching them what flat currency is and the basic verbiage. And the basic verbiage when it comes to digital money is like decentralized money, Bitcoin, blockchain, mining money, cold wallet, hot wallet, the risk, the scams, a public key. You know, is it a good idea to put your money here versus there? Managing your code, not oversharing your details, and having boundaries and having self-control. So these are things we need to be thinking about and discussing with our kids at home if they're not getting it in the classroom. Because the earlier we prepare them for what they're about to step into financially later, the better they'll be. That's all I wanted to say on that. Please think about it. Have the conversation. If you've been already having the conversation, kudos to you. My name is Shan. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. I wish you the best. Talk to your kids about their day. Ask them how they're feeling. Talk to them about what they learned. Be in conversations with their teachers. Use the apps. Dad should know the teachers. Mom should know the teachers. You should know the friends of your kids. X, Y, and Z. Get involved. Learn what they need to know. Understand what they're struggling with. Understand their strengths. And I promise you, they'll have a great school year. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
I love you.